C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's everything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to be talking about Europe in Autumn by Dave Hutchison. Europe in Autumn was published by Solaris in 2014. It's a near-future spy thriller and was nominated for an Arthur C. Clarke Award in 2014. Europe in Autumn is set slightly in the future. Europe has been through a number of economic crises and a flu pandemic. Now, the former united Europe is dissolving into smaller and smaller fragments. Every man and his dog is seceding, setting up their own principality or duchy or republic. And borders have become a bureaucratic nightmare. Black marketeers are taking advantage of the chaos, finding their niche in the market by moving packages across state lines. One such agency is called Le Courrier des Bois. Sorry for that pronunciation. The hero is Rudy, a multilingual Estonian chef living in Krakow. Rudy is drawn into the world of the couriers when his boss asks for his help to free a relative living in the independent Silesian state of Hindenburg. Now, after his initial gig as a courier, Rudy takes on more and more missions. He starts to develop his tradecraft and gets deeper and deeper into the grey world of espionage. Then after a bungled mission on the line is a trans-European nation made up of a railway line running all the way through Europe. Rudy then finds a severed head in a locker in Berlin and finds out that he is now the target and that he can trust no one. So why did I enjoy this book so much? Firstly, it's the characters. Rudy is stoic and unflappable, despite what's going on around him. The secondary characters are vivid and well-rounded and real. There's the burly Hungarians who destroy the restaurant, Rudy's obnoxious courier mentor named Fabio, his bizarrely robotic English kidnappers, and a grumpy, crusty old man named Pavel. All are relatable and yet strange, and yet quite amusing. Secondly, it was the world of Europe in autumn. It's slightly weird, quite similar to our own, but with minor technological and geopolitical differences. It was familiar, yet different, yet intriguing. There's little time spent on world building. The story jumps right in and explains the world as you follow Rudy. Yet there are enough odd little details to remind you that this is not your ordinary Tom Clancy thriller. This is a book which is science fiction and speculative fiction, but without spaceships or aliens. The writing is excellent, the dialogue is sharp and believable, plus it's also filled with wry British humour. I have to admit that I laughed out loud quite a few times. Plus did I mention that Europe in Autumn has a complex but cracking plot. The book is structured in four parts, almost like novellas, eventually piecing together at the end. Initially, the middle section, when Rudy visits his family in Estonia, it seems a little out of step to the rest of the story at first, but when more details are revealed and the connections are shown, it all makes sense. Europe in Autumn was published a few years back now, but is turning out to be quite prophetic given the 2016 Brexit result. I wonder how it feels to be this writer who predicted a future state and then is starting to see his vision come true. You know, does he feel sad? Or is there an element of smugness there, perhaps a little bit of I told you so? Europe in Autumn represents a world where people turn in on themselves and fragment into smaller and smaller groups, trying to maintain control over their territory by putting up fences and walls. This is really interesting given the fluctuating natures of borders in Europe over, you know, over the thousands of years. Where do the boundaries really lie? It shows that protecting ourselves from others and outsiders makes it hard to communicate and share across borders. We become more insular, more afraid, and less tolerant. But as Europe in Autumn suggests, people still want to communicate and move goods across borders. if there are restrictions in place. Borders, checkpoints, fences. The restrictions don't stop the demand. We still need to communicate with our family and friends, and there are always people willing to help and risk themselves for the right price. Europe in Autumn is the first of a series. Europe at Midnight and Europe in Winter are both out now with a fourth book in the works. So if you like a little bit of John le Carré, a scarily prescient near future world, dry wit and diverse European settings, I heartily recommend Europe in Autumn. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or would just like to say hello, you can contact me at Artdistrict Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.